Appendix D, Social Media Posts. Post 1, Stephanie Sofield, 10/19/2020, Facebook. The MAR Executive Board created the Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc on October 4, 2020. The official charge is review and examine the oppressive structures that perpetuate harm to historically and systemically marginalized stakeholders of the region, explore alternative organizational structures, and present initial findings to the board. We will be examining the ways that the executive board operates which perpetuate harm to BIPOC, LGBTQIA2+, and disabled stakeholders, exploring new ways of doing things, and presenting what we find to the MAR executive board during the spring meeting. In recognizing that the current executive board is entirely white-passing and historically so, this ad hoc is actively working to mitigate harmful practices and structures within the MAR executive board. This represents the initial phase of a much longer process toward becoming an anti-oppressive organization. This ad hoc committee will be meeting with and interviewing all heads of MAR committees to inquire about potential harmful practices and policies. In preparation for these meetings, the ad hoc committee members will be performing a critical review of the MAR Constitution and bylaws, and noting that we have implicit biases, as all white members of the ad hoc committee. We will be inviting consultant review of our findings. To that end, this ad hoc would like to consult anyone who has experienced barriers in dealing with the MAR Executive Board, whether having served or interacted with the Executive Board in any capacity. While this committee will be offering findings to the consultants and MAR Executive Board, your involvement can be anonymously offered. If you are interested in volunteering your time as a consultant, please reach out to either of the co-chairs, CJ Silo, Government Relations at Maranta.org, Stephanie Sofield, Government Relations Elect at Maranta.org. Consultants will be interviewed about their experiences and or will review findings of the ad hoc. Signed, CJ Silo, MAR Government Relations Chair, Co-Chair of the Anti-Oppression Accountability Ad Hoc Committee. Stephanie Sofield, MAR Government Relations Chair-Elect, Co-Chair of the Anti-Oppression Accountability Ad Hoc Committee. Lauren Stoner, MAR Secretary, Committee Member. Michael Viega, MAR President, Committee Member. Post 2. D. Keller, 12521, Facebook. If you are interested in being interviewed by the Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc Committee, please contact Stephanie Sofield or CJ Shiloh. Email is at the end of this announcement. The deadline for completing interviews is March 1st, 2021. This ad hoc would like to consult anyone who has experienced barriers in regard to the working of the MAR Executive Board and regional structures, whether having served or interacted with the Executive Board in any capacity. While this committee will be offering findings to consultants and the MAR Executive Board, your involvement can be anonymously offered. Consultants will be interviewed about their experiences and or will review findings of the ad hoc. Information about the ad hoc and its charge are as follows. The MAR Executive Board created the Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc on October 4, 2020. The official charge is review and examine the oppressive structures that perpetuate harm to historically and systemically marginalized stakeholders of the region, explore alternative organizational structures, and present initial findings to the board. We will be examining the ways the executive board operates which perpetuate harm to BIPOC, LGBTQIA2+, and disabled stakeholders, exploring new ways of doing things, and presenting what we find to the MAR executive board during the spring meeting. In recognizing that at the time of the ad hoc committee's creation, the executive board was entirely white-passing and historically so, this ad hoc is actively working to mitigate harmful practices and structures within the MAR executive board. This represents the initial phase of a much longer process toward becoming an anti-oppressive organization. This ad hoc committee will be meeting with and interviewing all heads of MAR committees to inquire about potential harmful practices and policies. Alongside these meetings, the ad hoc committee members will be performing a critical review of the MAR Constitution and bylaws. In noting that we have implicit bias, as all white members of the ad hoc committee, we will be inviting consultant review of our findings. If you are interested in volunteering your time as a consultant, please reach out to either of the co-chairs, CJ Shiloh, Government Relations at Maranta.org, Stephanie Sofield, Government Relations Elect at Maranta.org. Image description, Megaphone Image Top Center, In black text, MARAMTA. In blue text, Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc Committee. In black text, last call for interviews, deadline March 1st, 2021. In blue text, if you are interested in being interviewed, please contact either of the co-chairs. In black text, CJ Shiloh, Government Relations at Marampton.org, Stephanie Sofield, Government Relations at Marampton, elect at Marampton.org. Post 3. D. Kelleher, 12521, Twitter. MAR-AMDA at Marampton, January 25th. If interested in being interviewed by the Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc Committee, please contact Government Relations at Marampton.org or Government Relations Elect at Marampton.org. The deadline for completing interviews is March 1st, 2021.